From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the weeks of October 30th and November 6th, 2023, and particularly for Halloween.
Summer's over, winter's coming. Summer's over, winter's coming.
That's part of Winter is Coming by the Steel Wheels. It sets the stage for an episode on the origins of Halloween in the ancient festival of Samhain, first observed centuries ago by Celtic peoples. Celtic lands include Ireland, Scotland, Wales, and areas of England and France. Samhain marked the end of the Celtic year on October 31st, when summer had faded, winter was approaching, and, in Celtic belief, the dividing line between earth and the spirit world was thin, allowing spirits of the dead to roam. As described by Miranda Aldhouse Green in her 2015 book, The Celtic Myths, quote, "It was at the festival of Samhain, at the edge of winter, that the world of humans was most at risk from the inhabitants of the world beyond. The boundaries were suspended, and the spirits could prowl among the living, to their good or detriment, depending on the character of the individual phantom." Unquote. Along with Halloween's date, many of its traditions can be traced back to Samhain practices, such as donning costumes or disguises, believed by the Celts to help them avoid being recognized by wandering spirits. When they weren't wandering the earth at Samhain, Celtic spirits and Celtic gods were believed to reside in what was known as the Other World. In Celtic beliefs, watery areas were considered access points to the Other World. Celtic mythology also gave special significance to swans, whose beautiful appearance on the water might have suggested connections to Celtic gods. Here's a short version of an Irish legend about Samhain and swans. The opening and closing sounds are tundra swans, a North American species whose Berwick swan subspecies is found in Ireland and Wales. Angus was the Celtic god of love. In the myth called The Dream of Angus, the god dreamed he saw a woman named Caer, the Celtic goddess of sleep and dreams, and he became smitten with her. He searched far and wide for her, eventually finding her among a group of other women at a lake, and learning that every other year at Samhain, the women turned into swans. At the next Samhain, Angus returned to the lake and, by turning himself into a swan, was able to win Caer's heart. The story ends with the pair of swans circling the lake three times, casting a sleep enchantment on everyone below, and flying off together. I hope your Halloween has rich traditions and a bit of mystery, perhaps about waters or water creatures from worlds unknown. Thanks to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for the swan sounds. Thanks also to the Steel Wheels for permission to use part of Winter is Coming. We close with another musical selection, which has become a Halloween episode tradition on this show. Here, for about 50 seconds, is A Little Fright Music, composed and recorded for Virginia Water Radio by Torrin Hallett. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.